Ready to level up your day? Then join me and my friends at LoneStarCasino.com. That's L-O-N-E-S-T-A-R Casino, where you can experience the thrill of Las Vegas, no matter where you are. LoneStarCasino.com is an absolutely free-to-play social casino with thousands of games, daily bonuses, free spins, and jackpots that pop like fireworks. Hit pause on life and hit play on LoneStarCasino.com.
Lone Star Casino is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit LoneStarCasino.com for more details.
Sign up today for an incredible welcome bonus. Play bold. Win big.
Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store at Lowe's.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Mo wants to stick up for himself yet again.
So, I do this often, don't I? There are times in life when I feel like I'm on an island trying to figure the world out. And for some odd reason, I always feel like I see the world very differently than most people. And this is one of those times. And I came in and I made a statement, as I often do, that I don't think much of. Until I go into my DMs and see how many people have an opinion on said statement. And what that statement was I said at some point, I forget what we were talking about, but I said that I don't follow my lady on social media at all.
All right.
Right. And for me, it's really simple. It's just in my experiences of being in a relationship before, social media was never beneficial to my relationship at any point.
It got in the way, always. Made some tension.
Always. Mm-hmm. Like it was times when I would just be saying to myself, If I didn't have a social media, we would not be having these arguments. There would just be no reason to argue because I don't see what social media does well for my relationships, but I certainly see where it harms my relationships.
What was the conflicting part before? Was it just you commenting back when somebody was commenting to you? Was it the pictures that you were posting that were misinterpreted by who you were dating? What was the tension?
It could have been a little bit of anything. A lot of times it was the comments. It was like things that are out of my control, what other people would comment on pictures that I have taken or something that maybe she saw from my past before I was with her that irritated her. Could really be anything, right? But I made the conscious decision of now I'm going into a relationship that I want to work. I want it to be long-term. For me, it was like I went to her and I said, this is probably going to sound a little crazy and I know you're probably not going to love it. But I really don't want to mix my relationship and social media. And at first, I think like most women, she felt like I was hiding her. Mm-hmm. Like that was her issue, right? And I'm like, listen, if you really feel that way, then I'll think about it. I will consider changing my stance. But in all sincerity, like who are we proving something to?
Mm-hmm.
Like who do you want to have this validation? Because I'll show up to that person and we can just pose for them. Like, it don't have to be on social media. Right. What is it really going to do?
Mm-hmm.
And after a while, she thought about it, and she was like, you know what? You have a point. And so I think there was still a part of her, and it probably still is, that's like, I still don't love it, right? So I told her, I said, okay, give it a year. Let's see how it plays out. One of her friends got into a relationship that was going really, really well, and for about 10 months, they seemed to be doing just fine. First major argument that they got into was over social media. It was over something that she saw on his social media. They literally have not been the same couple ever since. And in my mind, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So now you fast forward to one of my best friends, right? And I came in here last week and I said that my dude found somebody who he seems to be in love with and she is returning the energy. So much so that now I introduced them to the point where it was like, I'm not even seeing my guy anymore. So I'm starting to feel away, right? And I'm like, maybe I should not have done this. But that was all in jest, but in sincerity, like, he came to me and was like, hey, I'm kind of thinking about going on this journey of not involving my relationship on social media like you do. What do you think? And I'm like, I stand by it. It's been so peaceful for me. I mean, we barely fight over anything at all because I realized that's where the majority of my arguments and fights were coming from.
Silly, huh?
So I would stand on it. If I were you, I would give it a shot. So he wanted to do it. She didn't like it. She didn't like the thought of that. She was like, I'm not going for that because I feel like you're hiding me. So he didn't stand on business and he said, okay, fine. I'm not going to. It's fine. It hasn't been 2 months. It has not been 2 months. And she posted something at a work event that she was at. And he came to me and he was like, yo, I don't really like the way this dude is hugging her. I said, and it begins. And it begins. So then he brings that up to say to her, you know, I'm not trying to make a thing of it. But that dude, like, I shouldn't be able to see his fingernails from the way he's, like, all the way.
So he's got his hand all the way around.
All the way around. Waist. Right? Okay, it was like, his link. I shouldn't be able to see his manicure. That's a little too much. Like, he should slide that hand back a little bit.
Yeah, you should just have it on her butt. not have it all the way
if
around.
If you're going to do it, commit to it, right? So then I think he was expecting her response to be, okay, I understand, all good. It wasn't. Her response was, yeah, well, I was on your social media, and then she started bringing up all the things she didn't like.
And she had just been, like, burying it.
Exactly. So she doubled down on how she felt about his social media. He's doubling down on how he feels about her social media. And I stopped him for a second and said, bro, this is exactly what I'm talking about. Y'all were just flying high, not a worry in the world. And y'all still in the honeymoon phase. But here we are, your first major argument where the two of you are not even speaking to each other right now is over social media. And to me, when everybody was in my DM saying, I don't understand that, I don't get that, why would you do that? I'm confused by the confusion because this seems so obvious to me.
You know what? At the end of the day, it doesn't matter what they think, right? If this is what's going to be healthy in your relationship, who cares? I told you guys last week, not one argument, not one bit of tension between me and Amanda for 10 months. One post on social media, so many comments, she's running into the house crying to me. No more social media for her and I. It's done. It's over. You don't need it.
You don't need it. And I mean, you know, to each their own, of course, if it floats your boat. But for me, I absolutely stand on separating your relationship from social media. You will be surprised at how much it takes away from your relationship.
So tell me how you feel about those couples that have a joint account.
Yuck. That's the only way I can put it.
If you ever see Abby and some dude in an Instagram handle, someone come find me because I'm being held hostage.
Now, dude, protect your relationship, man. Who cares what anybody else says?
Absolutely.
Right?
The Burt Show.
Hanging out at the pool is great. Relaxing and playing Vegas-style games on my phone at the same time. Drink in one hand and a blackjack in the other. It's all at SpinQuest. Over 1,000 games, including your favorite slots and table games. Be cool with this summer special. New players get $30 coin packs for 10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.